Afternoon. It's not usual that we have a meeting in the afternoon. Let me welcome the honorable members, the officials present of the Inforteam, as well as the Department of Agriculture. And my question, Roger Norman, and I'm pronouncing you properly.
Yes.
You know, this department in shopping is sometimes you don't check. So please understand me if I live in the church. We are having an agenda in front of us. I know it's a day that some of us is very busy, because this is the day for our caucuses and political parties. That is why you will see some honorable members from the AOC that are taking me to the chief minister to use me because I am chairman of the meeting. I'm happy that our colleagues from our political parties are here with me. I appreciate that. And the agenda will be quite clear, but I have something to explain before we continue with our agenda of the day. You recall that we were supposed to have the department's last committee meeting, but unfortunately both ministers were not here, as well as the DG was not part of the meeting. And we had no choice but to send them home. And the reason behind that was quite clear, that we are dealing as this committee with executive undertakings. And the executive undertakings are the undertakings made by political leaders. And which means we understand in terms of implementation of that, it is the DG and its own staff that gets to implement all of them. And we accept that when interaction between our committee and the political heads, that the DG and the DG and whoever is responsible for implementation should become part of this meeting, so that when there are serious technical issues, is able to take us further and clarify to those. Now, again, we had an apology yesterday that the minister was going to work with us, and also the deputy minister is also abroad, Honorable Pasha. And we know that the other deputy minister, the challenges of ill health, is still gradually recovering from that. So there is that pending apology for Honorable Stone coming. So now the DG had a brief meeting with me, pleading with the committee to allow them to take us through. I know that there was a clear decision taken in the committee last time, led by myself, that we will not allow the DDG to address the committee, because the DDG and the DDG, they account to the minister. The person that accounts to us is the minister. On that note, the committee said I should write a short wedded letter that goes to the minister and raise the whole issue of non-attendance. What I did, which I think I must report, was to request a meeting first with the chairperson, because I was avoiding as the chair to unilaterally write a letter to the minister without the knowledge of the chairperson of the MCO committee. So that even the letter that you have referred to, it should also have a comment from the chairperson of the MCO committee. Our meeting was supposed to come next week on Tuesday to discuss the matter. We're not yet that with the chairperson of the MCOP. So now I felt I must table the matter to you that here is a DG pleading with us to present the report so that we begin to interact with it. And if there are matters that misdirect the minister will come back to the committee and clarify them. But in terms of implementation of undertaking, he is pleading with the committee to please listen to him. I am therefore asking my colleagues to help with this matter, because it's the third time we are sending the discussion back without me wanting to create a precedent that will sit with us forever, that the ministers do not come to this committee, they send officials. That is not the intention. Can I therefore give it to the honorable members to connect to what I have just tabled to the committee? After that, your hand is up, honorable person.
Thank you, Chair, to the members of my colleagues and everyone here. Chair, I strongly feel that we cannot create a precedent. We as a committee have decided that the political elected bodies to Parliament, it does not appear before us, it has to appear before us. This is three times we're thinking that. Now again, they continue to do this, and it's not that there is any disrespect to any of the DGs or DGs that we hear or any member or official or whatever. It's the precedent that we cannot allow to continue. We cannot expect the DGs to take responsibility for an executive undertaking. It must be a minister or a deputy minister that has to be here. And then if we have to sit again, even after the parliament rises, we can still come back and we can do this and see that it happens according to the rules. So I strongly propose that we continue the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, any other hands?
If I checked in the last meeting, apparently the law and the information was not that it was the apology, the day before the meeting. So maybe you can maybe just give an indication of when was the apology wanted to do, and was the department already in case how we did in the apology of foreign. So that we look at the issue of the court. Remember we had a very strong feeling about the issue of the court in our community. So that we look at the we need to recognize any exactly what is the issue. The idea, of course, cannot be every time that we need to look at it, and then so that we come up with a decision about our meeting.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. No other hand. I will then allow Mr. Nkize to take us through the approach that was directed to him.
Okay, thanks, Chair. Chair, I just understand that which apology, the one that was received last week's meeting or today's meeting. Okay, what happened, Chair? I received two apologies yesterday from both deputy ministers. The one that I received from the minister, I received it on the 12th of November. Thank you, Chair.
I think that clarifies the question of honourable member. You wanted to follow up?
Yes. Now, if the apology was received on the 12th of the week, and then today is the 14th, so we have about 24, more than 24. I don't know why you didn't postpone the meeting. I'm trying to understand why we didn't postpone the meeting, because why we allowed the department to come when they are here, and the expenses, traveling expenses in Washington, then we come in this house and say, in this meeting, and say, you know, okay, why we should just stop it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, Global Medakhani. Chair, let us start with a correspondence that we received from Mr. Mkhize, if I'm correct. The first correspondence that we received was going to deal with the department about at 12:30. And subsequent to that, there was amendments done to the agenda of the day. Hence, you find that the agenda consisting of the department was pushed aside. I believe it was because the minister is not present. And even if you look in terms of the agenda, what you are dealing with now, it's one. So the method that we're going to deal with is the method that we're going to start with. So because it was clear that if the minister or the deputy minister is not present, we are not going to entertain anyone. That was the undertaking that was made by the chair, and it came from the chairperson of this committee, and then we agreed with that because we feel we need to start on a clean slate, and ministers need to understand that if they need to be here, they need to be here. And we are not going to compromise because the department is here. So because what is confusing is that if there was an apology from the ministers, and why the officials here, then I don't understand what's actually happening. Because even our business of the day was actually changed. We were supposed to start at 12, after 12, dealing with you as a department. But because of the absence of your ministers, it was changed. So when we came here, we came with the view that we are not going to deal with the department today. We are only going to deal with our matters that are going to start at 1. So based on that, I propose that we stick to the decision that was made last week. When the minister is ready to come and speak to us, Shimaka, you're going to stick to our decision that was made, Chair, so that the ministers understand that we are serious. That they have this committee and they will take us serious. We are not going to bang, and it's not a sign of disrespect. It's a sign to show that we are very serious in this committee. Thank you very much.
Honorable Chairperson, I think we need to put our foot down. The Honorable, we have a problem, Honorable DG, I mean Mrs. G and your crew. We want the NCOP to be respected, like any other house. And we don't want to see this house look like a junior house to national assembly. The way the Honourable Minister is doing things, they are nearly want us to think. He's also one of those who looks down upon this house. This is the NCOP representing the provinces, very important house of Parliament, and you as director and the DG and your staff, really, according to the books, you don't report to us. you don't report to us. You report to your respective honorable minister. The only person who account to us is a minister. If we accept anything from you, we will be doing not according to books. We appreciate that you have come, but the people who are before us are not the people who report to us. We respect the presence of the minister. If he's with us, we feel that we are doing our job. So, Honorable Chair, with due respect, I would rather say, let us stick to our book. Let us allow the DG and the staff to go back and speak to the minister. Please, he must come to this body. For that's where he reports. That's where he reports. Thank you, Chair.
Without taking more of him, I will then summarize by saying majority of honorable members are saying we are not going to take the report of the department, we need a minister. It's not out of not respecting your capacity and leadership of the department, but we want to be consistent because of the work we have done with other departments. Thank you very much, teacher. But you can never wait, you are correct.
Honourable members, honourable chair, I think the point is taken, and it is pretty strongly taken, and we hear it. Me as an accounting officer, what Director Jason speaks at the point of clarity and maybe, I don't want to use the word concern, he said that any wasteful expenditure and irregular expenditure in a very concerned economy like this one is then something that should be balanced against the position that the members are taking. The country is down on this money. And if you can look at the number of people who have consumed the country, the amount of money is taken from the taxpayer cannot yet be overwhelmed. But more worrying for me is the fact that that wasteful and irregular expenditure, I mean, one day to take on a profit in terms of the law. Which is why I could not go to Brazil to place where I was supposed to go. Which is why I could not go to the land summit. It was in consideration of the value. The value being the amount that gets out of the taxpayer in a much more depressed economy. And it's down with me. And I was just going to say to the members, I respect the decision they have taken in terms of the law. But if you balance that against the value of money for which we are all here at the end, it will get given something that says we have noted, after I was speaking with the chair so much, that I would go to my minister and say this is the problem, but the information which was needed, which I executed anyway, not executed by the minister, I'm here to present. And I'm better able to even answer the question, because I implement all the things that the minister, was the minister of government, the spokesperson. So in terms of compliance, I fully agree with you. But in terms of operational impediments, imperatives and so on, I think it would have been my humble request that I said to the Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, my knees are down, just on the cost perspective. But I am not going to change members at all. I was just making that a point. And I'm not at all, as the member said, we are not, we are the wrong people to be here. We need to be here. And we're respectful. at that point it's just been past that point without changing the mind of the people, of the honourable member.
Honourable Chair, if you can permit us to have in committee without the anyone, but somebody has a committee during their absence. If you permit that.
Let me take the name of Honourable Mutanai.
Okay. Thanks, Chairperson. You see, Chairperson, and I consider the taxpayer money for that being used for the committee to be here. I wanted to ask the committee that we must first meet before we can allow them to go.
Thank you very much, Honourable Mutanai. Can you give us time and position to look at the letter and the book? It will be just 5 minutes, then we're done.
Close one up and allow them to do the relation today. hoping they are they got something to learn out of this. I'm asking now the EFF and the DA to consider allowing them to do their presentation, hoping that they could learn something on the pitch. Yes, my dear.
Thank you, Chairperson. I've realized that we have made a very big mistake in the committee. We are wanting that when our secretary failed to inform them that they were not supposed to be here. So with that, let's be one thing, not being divided. This is not an issue of the other political party. It is for us as National Capital Provinces to consider that we have made mistakes, but we cannot cover our mistake before them. We have to tell them what they've done is wrong. Not to bring the minister, but let's take their... Okay, I think...
No.
Thank you, Chairman.
Look,
you know, if I can just be clarified, I will start the issue of the meeting. Maybe I'm not. My concern is that, you know, I agree with the honorable fire, but I'm just failing to understand what is the difference that we're doing. Sometimes the minister who's supposed to be every time a day before to cancel the meeting. That's my main concern. You know, whatever decision is going to take, the meeting continues to hold. I mean, if you allow me to come in to do the presentation, but as I said, I told them I'm supporting all of them by considering the issue of the court and all that. But I'm trying to understand why the minister at the government are able to have. I don't know, maybe just if you've got a better explanation to ask. I think because those people are innocent. They are there to work, to appear before the committee and do what they are expected by them. But why is it that going on in the community?
Yeah.
If we can just be sorted out there, yeah. I think we don't have issues.
You know, sometimes
when
you contact and assume that they are only to find out the minister didn't know how many things. That is why it is important for me to talk to the chair and have a meeting with the minister and clarify so that it doesn't happen again to another minister. For instance, minister is really not responsible to write letters. It's official who receives the information and tables to the office of the minister. The minister says yes or no. And it can't be every time the minister responds days before or 2 days before for a letter that was written a long time ago. As soon as for a meeting that is not having to him for a year or a half time. That's my only thinking. And my understanding of sometimes how officials organize. Can we need to get to the bottom of this?
No.
And have this thing that the minister may not be deliberately doing this to us, but given other priorities rather than this. At some point in another life, I said all the correspondence must come to me directly. The reason behind that is because I will be asked by someone that has waited for you. You were invited by our organization. You didn't teach us. And I will look at the person and have no clue about what the person is talking about. Then I'm saying, sometimes we think it's politically that I is doing this, and the other side, the information is not flowing as expected. I'm not trying to defend him,
I'm not trying to defend others, but I'm telling you my experience. The best way is to meet with the minister and go and report back, and come and report back to the minister for community. What is the outcome of the meeting? Out of this, yes, we may allow the president, but please, the minister still needs to be followed up. What was happening? Because the good message is sent in case. Honorable Professor, is the last one to make comment?
Welcome, John. Thank you, to me, this is a fact of the integrity of our committee. First and foremost, we took a decision about the minister. This matters. These people have been here 3 times before. They know what happens if you come here without the minister. The minister cannot say, "I do not know." We all have cell phones. We all have access to Google. If you've got a Google guide on your cell phone, it will in every morning tell you exactly what's going to happen today. I'm sorry, this is a wasteful expenditure, somebody's got to pay for it. But if people do not empower themselves with the competence to be in a governance position, we are not in some kind of secondary whatever. We talk structure of government. So we cannot allow that people come here time and time again, 4 times in a row, with the exact same story. It is affecting our integrity as a committee. As sorry as I am for the DG that is here and all these people that are here, I feel for them. But really, we cannot allow that, because if you go to a court of law and you say you didn't know, there's no excuse for you for that. Because it's written in stone. It is there for us to see. They know the rules of this body. And this is not a body, it's a governing body. So they know that. They cannot disrespect, because ignorance equals disrespect. And the disrespect of this petition select committee is also my responsibility to see that people acknowledge our integrity. And that's why I plead for that. It's not to offend any one of them, but to stay on principle and on what the law says and the rules and the regulations and everything, and they have to abide with that. And if they know the minister is not coming, why just send a phone and say, "Hello, the minister is not here. What now?" Because they should know where the minister is, or the deputy minister. They should know that couldn't come. So there's no excuse for we didn't know. Thank you.
On behalf of the MC Chair, I can see all the opposition that was spoken. On behalf of the MC, we also support the notion that the meeting must continue, and we further support the issue to say, maybe besides this meeting, we need to have a meeting with the minister. We can have a meeting with the minister even outside of this and pick up our issues with justice, because if there are someone can enter that is into our meeting, we can't be official. Maybe sometimes we have a meeting, we can exercise that and invite to him that we want to meet to go through and discuss our issues. Otherwise, the whole information is in terms of our chair. Sorry for coming.
So, in summary, the majority say let's allow them, but over and above that, we still need to see the minister in person and vent our frustration about how the department has handled the committee for the purpose of the integrity of the committee. I know that the DA feels strongly that let us be consistent, John, and do not allow them to speak. We are taking note of that,
honorable sister, that these things you are vehemently against. Yes, ma'am.
It serves no purpose to see the minister afterwards. The minister has to do that. This is executive undertaking. Got nothing to do with that. The minister will see that the undertaking on this page that you have to discuss today has to be done. You cannot give anybody else decide upon you that he or she is that on the top structure of who the undertakings are. That's committed to be the undertaking. Not the DG. Or not any of the staff. And that is the principle. Therefore, I cannot stand it.
Okay. Thank you. Unfortunately, that this thing is dividing us, because one of the issues that I raised is that we are happy and call for them to be here. So we contributed because we didn't tell them not to come. So the full expenditure that they have engaged today is because of our own making as an office. So that's another thing that persuaded me to allow them to present. Those were partly at home.
You see, there's this thing that is confusing here. Before the DG was given an opportunity to speak, there was a ruling that you made that the majority of people said that felt that it was very easy.
And
now you are overturning your decision again.
And listen,
so
there's
no
then
there
was...
So,
no correction, before continuation. I said so, but before that, I was persuaded for a caucus in the town. Mm-hmm. And then after the caucus, the members changed the decision and said, let's allow them, after we have heard all what has happened. I'm not changing my decision, but I am informed by you today.
But because I don't recall the majority of people saying that we must continue the meeting. And the issue also, like, trying to work on our conscience, saying that it's irregular expenditure or wasteful expenditure. Some of our accounts is not our council's accounts. They must have come, because if they were not informed, and the one that was supposed to inform them, that this committee has taken a decision that they are not going to listen to officials when the minister is not present, then that person was supposed to inform them. We were supposed to inform them. That's the bottom line. We are not condoning wasteful expenditure. We know the country is doing bad economically, but it's not the first time. It's the first, second, and the third time. So didn't have any knowing that they are going to summon us mother account for it.
Madam Chair, I don't want this thing to be pushed to majority or minority. Because I feel under me. I've never had a majority. And I feel a single man. I was speaking to my colleagues, EFF, DA, and also you guys. Let us consider allowing them to do their presentation without any checking who's majority, who's minority. Because if you take that way, I'll never win. If you can take the minority, side, I'll never win. So I was just asking my colleagues, let us look at the matter. And if we listen to them, if we allow them to present themselves, they are taking nothing from us, but somebody is taking a lesson. Somebody. By allowing us to do a presentation, they are taking nothing from us, but somebody is learning a lesson somewhere. Let's teach them a lesson. Not by saying no. You don't need to fight to teach somebody a lesson. You don't need to fight. But I want to support the notch where we say we need to have an audience with the minister somewhere, somehow. we love these people. So that he can hear our insight. What do we think of him? Because we strongly believe he refers to us. So if we ask someone else to hear, he must come. In the middle of mass, that's my position.
Thank you.
All right,
Professor. To convey not to disrespect the dignity. I really act on behalf of integrity and principle. And that's what we stand for. The fact that they are working here 3 times, they come in the 4th time, they know they don't have the minister with them. Can they not come with TV and come with TV? It's missing for all. This technology, this telephone, you cannot excuse yourself in a position that they are in the position that we are in, to not make contact. You cannot excuse yourself from that. So that is why if we allow this, it will be allowed again, because 3 times they can for the same thing, 4 times they're here, and so they continue to do it like this. So then they must pay for it. If they do not like another plan, they've got to pay for it.
Chef, can we now check let's respect all these issues.
Yeah.
Those that want to build the Navy, we understand we are party to them as well. But for now, he is the Navy Meeting Chair. That's what we do declare. So that he is the Navy Meeting Chair.
You know, I'm
worried
because I really want us to get to this committee. And this committee, we are doing very well. And I do not want this matter to divide us. Because we still have 5 years to work together.
Yeah.
And when we do things, we must do things really looking, doing them rational, you know. And also be guided by what the law says. If there's still a strong feeling that the department must go back, it is not possible. Because I don't want anyone to leave their house because there is no coherence in terms of resolution of the matter. Let's call them and release them.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree. We've got an obligation, Chair, yeah, to ensure that. I'm telling you, Chair, even if the minister is here, there is very minimal that the minister will add into this for now. Why don't we hear the report? I accept your colleagues that are saying, look, they have been undermined here for more than 3 times. As their organization, they felt that they are not going to speak this far. That is also part of democracy. It must not be seen like they are dividing the community. They are not dividing the community. They must be allowed to leave. Those that, not unless the majority is leaving, then they are based on it.
I do not want it to go to them.
But that's part of democracy. But that's part of democracy. Chair, and also part of the process that you need to go through that. We can't please everybody.
No, don't worry.
Honorable is the one who's complicating things. He has said what he has said. So he has a problem on the side of the department and on the community. So that is what we are trying to do out of the two situations. Now, I don't think that I say that those who want to be the master, this is the wrong, that's a very wrong approach.
We're
trying to meet each other halfway here and see if we can.
No,
Just as
it. No, listen, brother, Let's call the guys outside and the police and continue with our meeting. I am not going to allow a situation where, and it's a final decision by the
chairman.
No, it's fine, you can talk that the decision has been taken.
How many that they want to
do? I don't want to do that.
No, Chair, but it is part of the problem, the position.
Yes. What's happening to me is wrong. It's not supposed to be. Okay. And if I can say the message as a matter of principle, I must leave. Because we can't allow it to happen. But that is why it has to be breathing up sometimes to ourselves so that we have the same strength that we get a common time. But not pushing each other out there or whatever we need to
who am I to call a caucus? Who am I to call a caucus?
You are a member of this committee.
I call the caucus because I want to reach compromise. Members of the meeting that was, the caucus that was called by me. Who am I? See now, I want us to respect the calling of the judges. Because this meeting, we didn't want members to reach the state to a compromise or make us say, or make us say. We wanted to reach a compromise. Now, the only man must say, let's check this.
Can you please call the coffee shop?
Chair, let me register the consent of the AEC. When I am officially there as a chair. At the AEC is big field, Chair. Really, there is no harm to get this information. This is what we are here to deal with. We will deal with the minister. The minister is with us 24/7. We can even demand that we meet with the minister Tuesday morning when we come back here and deal with only the issue of the minister. But why do you have to suspend the information that is in front of us? And this needs to be DG Chair. It's really, I know we are saying somebody must account somewhere, but we are also need to account, especially when we are also in a wrong side. We are also not immune to this initiative that has. That's why, Chair, I feel that those that want to leave, allow them to leave, but the meeting can continue. It's not a division of the committee. It has happened to all committees. The members that are sitting in this meeting, they are representing their own organization. We are also representing our own organization and also representing our folks. So we cannot be simply divided because we wanted to forge unity. We cannot forge unity. I still feel that those that wanted to leave, they must leave the house. But those that want to continue with the meeting, will continue with the meeting. And the chair will facilitate the meeting with the minister very soon. Will be summoned to our meeting. And we will deal with them, with the minister then. That will be only our issue with the minister. I expect this meeting, Chair, to continue. I might be alone. Even the one that has withdrawn from the proposal, but I can still say, Chair, this proposal must stand. Let's bring them in and check and deal with the issues.
When I last checked, you were raising your concerns. You didn't say that you are overturning the decision of the chair. Why?
Check on that. Anything there?
Page 5, nothing. Page 6, and the last page, which is 7, closure of the mission, and the sending by Michael. Can we then agree that these are the two reflections of the last meeting, or are you prepared?
I suppose we are talking about it.
Thank you. Can you take on the order of the process? Thank you very much. Or did the committee, or are you thinking? Because of this, we want the department to give this apology, which is only one that I have in front of me. Two, it's Honorable Korea and Honorable Dodo. Who say, I know, I saw with group that she is attending the caucus of the meeting of the province. She's also not here. So those are the apologies, which I forgot to register. On that note, that concludes the business of the day. Thank you very much. I'm sorry that we start our meeting with a very recent note of the department. And as we go along, we manage. Keep on. How can I have this? Is that here? So, thank you very much for the meeting. And I think it's always in order to be robust when we deal with issues. And from time to time, we have to persuade each other to arrive at a decision. I know there are times when we will differ with each other and flex our muscle when it comes to a push, but there are things that we really do not need to go to that extent. 5 years is too long for us to fight. Rather, let's focus more on what we are here for. We represent the interests of our constituents in our provinces, and that is what unites us in this committee. Thank you very much.
Yeah.